This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Coronavirus cases are impacting life from coast to coast in the United States. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
All bars and restaurants in at least 8 states are required to close at least part of the day. Santa Clara County in California has been the epicenter of cases of the coronavirus in the San Francisco Bay Area. Dr. Sarah Cody is the local health officer.
These new orders direct all individuals to shelter at their place of residence and maintain social distancing of at least 6 feet from any other person when outside their residence.
In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine points out Tuesday is presidential primary election day.
It is clear that tomorrow's in-person voting does not conform and cannot conform with these CDC guidelines.
DeWine wants to push the Ohio primary back to June. I'm Ed Donahue.
45 young, healthy volunteers were scheduled Monday to begin taking an experimental coronavirus vaccine at a research facility in Seattle, Washington. It's one of the cities hardest hit by the virus so far in the United States. The vaccine's being developed by the National Institutes of Health and a private biotech company. Rebecca Cyril is one of the first to receive the experimental COVID-19 vaccine.
I really, really hope that it works and it's able to be used publicly and become widely available for everyone. You know, there's obviously a certain amount of nerves associated with it, you know, as any experimental trial is going to be. You know, I hope it works. I hope there's no crazy side effects.
Neil Browning says he's participating because of his kids.
You know, every parent wants their children to look up to them, and giving them something worthwhile, in my opinion, for them to look up to is important.
Public health officials say it'll take a year to 18 months for the vaccine to be developed. VOA News. Several African governments have closed borders, restricted flights, and implemented strict quarantines meant to curb the spread of the coronavirus. For VOA, Simon Marks reports on COVID-19's economic impact in Africa.
The United Nations says it now estimates Africa's GDP rate will fall from 3.2% to 1.8% this year. Vira Hasongwe is Secretary General of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa.
This is going to deal a very severe blow to growth, even though the numbers of cases on the continent are quite small. Just look at that. Africa does not seem to be directly affected. But then when you go to the economics, and I think that is where the big story is for Africa, we are being severely affected.
Over the weekend, Kenya shut its borders to foreigners, while Ghana banned entry to anyone who had visited a country with the coronavirus in the last 2 weeks. South Africa, which is already in a recession, has declared a national state of emergency and banned travel to and from China, Europe, and the US. Simon Marks for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Israeli opposition leader Benny Gantz received an official mandate on Monday to try to form Israel's next government. He called on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to join him in a unity administration. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
After nearly a year of political gridlock, Benny Gantz, the chief rival of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, has received the official go-ahead to try and form that country's next government. And he's calling on Netanyahu to join him in a unity administration. 61 of Parliament's 120 legislators now support Gantz, a sharp blow to Netanyahu, who had previously declared himself the winner of the March 2 election. Israel has held 3 inconclusive elections in less than a year, and Netanyahu faces a criminal indictment on corruption charges, which he denies.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. With fears of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the United States, Democratic presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders held virtual rallies on Monday, a day ahead of the presidential nominating primary elections in 4 states that Biden is expected to win. They held a face-to-face debate Sunday night in a television studio without an audience. During the debate, Biden promised to pick a woman as a vice presidential candidate. Sanders said he would, in all likelihood, pick a progressive woman as a running mate. The death toll from a suspected gas explosion that tore through a residential area of Nigeria's biggest city, Lagos, rose to 19 on Monday as emergency services dug bodies from the debris. The blast next to an oil pipeline destroyed buildings, trucks, and cars as it tore through a residential area of the sprawling city on Sunday. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.